All right, welcome to class six. I think I'll put this. I guess I'll put it at the podium for the time being. All right, the first thing we're going to do is have you in your firms process the results of the surveys you guys all did. What I've done is broken the 20. One person was not able to find somebody who had had a lawyer that they were dissatisfied with after three tries, and that, as you know, the assignment is if you try three times, you couldn't find somebody, that then you satisfy the assignment. What's interesting is the other 28 of you were able to find somebody who had experience with a lawyer. And were dissatisfied, and I bet most of you didn't have to go through three people to do it, though maybe you already had known. So dividing the 28 responses sort of into different kind of groupings to see if there are differences between men and women, older and younger people, or by the type of case. And you might think that there would be perhaps some differences in that respect. So. Let's see. First demographic, well, I'll just give you the guidelines for as you review these, because as you go over them in your group, what you're looking for are, and I'm just giving you the reasons the person was dissatisfied that you recorded. And by the way, each of you will get the whole set of reasons, so you'll read them over. If you recognize your own, you don't have to disclose that to your group if you don't want to, because this is an anonymous survey, right? So you don't have to say, oh, well, I can tell you what that means because I was the one that I thought. Yeah. But if you want to disclose to people that that was yours and provide more information, feel free to, keeping in mind that we intended to preserve the confidentiality and privacy of whoever you talk to. So you don't say, well, yeah, that was my mom or whatever. So that's the first thing. So the second is you want to look for some generally applicable reasons and reasons that are more specific than I just didn't like the lawyer, but aspects of their experience with the lawyer. And ones that could apply to more than one situation. Generally, I think you're going to find that there are some key words or phrases that are going to recur over and over again from different descriptions. So take a look at those. From a social science standpoint, and that's what you guys were social scientists, the technique of asking an open-ended question is a very useful technique. It allows people to structure their response. I don't know that what you wrote down is exactly in the sequence of what the person told you, but my guess is most of you roughly recorded what you were told in that sequence, or it may reflect your own sense of it. But either way, often the first thing people mention is the most important. Not always, but often it is. So you may see multiple reasons and think about what those are. But we're particularly interested within your group. So for example, here are the women, female respondents. In this particular group, does it seem like there's anything that any of them have in common? And if there is, when we come back, I'm going to ask you both to report what those generalities are, and then to explain them by reference to specific quotes, which you'll have, and I'll be able to project them. And of course, what's going to happen is, as one group talks about it, many of you will recognize it because all of you will be reading at least half of the sample. Does that make sense to everybody? So here's the first breakout. Stick your hands up if you want the female respondents. Okay. Which then logically has me asking, does anybody want the male respondents? That's where I'm Okay, we broke them into younger and older. Who wants younger? Boy, that was fast. Well, who wants older? Okay. Okay, so I see that while I'm floating around back here between the single white females and the hell group, I guess, what's left is type of case. So one bundle are people who have family law issues, divorce, or criminal. And go, everyone grab that. So you guys get personal injury, well, traffic, with residential aid. First job, now that you're self-regulating firms, is to pick your captain for the day. The person who is going to report back to all of us on your firm's analysis of this material.
It is our system.
You guys are family members only?
Yeah.
Did you get enough?
Oh, we only got
one. Thank you. And Catherine is not here today. Did you tell her that her sister
is visiting? She is, and then Olivia is gone too.
That's right. Well, you're really under strength. She, her father's birthday. Booked flights a long time ago.
That's cool.
Maybe that's personal information I shouldn't have shared.
No, she told us
but. She told us
I just didn't want to tell you the wrong thing, so I just kept my mouth.
That's right. And if that's not her story, she's sticking with it.
Is she more curious?
Mom, younger 40.